This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, word nerds.
Hi.
How are you today? Great. Great, great. Welcome. Welcome to the dictionary. It's another episode. It's still happening. Sure is. Go tell some people that it's happening. It's all happening. All right. The first word in this episode is dandify. Dandify. D-A-N-D-I-F-Y. Transitive verb from 1823. To cause, to resemble a dandy. We are going to learn about dandy later this episode. So you're making something resemble a dandy. And we just don't know what dandy is. I believe it would be the noun form and not the adjective form. So making something like a dandy is dandify. Dandification is a noun. Oh, let's see. Let's do for the sound effect. If you don't know, there's a sound effect after each word and definition, and then you know that's the next one's coming up. We'll do ch-ch-ch-ch. Next word is dandle. It's like candle, but it's a D instead of a D. A D instead of a C? Sure. Dandle. This is also a transitive verb. From 1531. To move, as a baby, up and down in one's arms or on one's knee in affectionate play. I've never heard of this. A baby is moving up and down in somebody's arm or on one's knee. That's called dandle? I didn't know. Yeah, I'm just imagining you hold a baby up on your legs and then their knees bend and they go up and down and up and down and they're very happy to be there. They're dandling. Dandling? Yeah, dandling. Dandling. Dandling, dandling. Number two, the synonyms are pamper and pet. Pamper and pet. Well, it would be great if we knew where this word came from, but we don't. Origin is unknown. How did somebody name this pampering pet thing or a baby moving up and down? I don't know. Dandle. It's a funny word. Next word is dandruff. D-A-N-D-R-U-F-F. Yesterday, the last episode, we had dander, which is like dandruff. Noun from 1545. Just one long definition. Scaly, white, or grayish flakes of dead skin cells, especially of the scalp. Also, the condition marked by excessive shedding of such flakes and usually accompanied by itching. This is probably from the prefix dand, D-A-N-D, which we didn't actually have the prefix yesterday in yesterday's episode. So that's interesting. Plus the suffix rough, which is probably from the Middle English word rove, which means scabby condition. Also from Old Norse hrufa, which means scab, akin to the Old High German hruf, which means scurf, S-C-U-R-F. also from the Lithuanian kraupus, which means rough. Huh, interesting. So rough skin, scabby skin, scabby condition. Huh, rough, yeah. And then the dand. We don't know where the dand came from. But that's what it is. I don't know. I guess I've had a little bit of dandruff in my life. I just have a very thick head of hair, and maybe it just the skin cells don't got nowhere to go. So I use one of them fancy, you know, skin care, hair things, shampoo, conditioner, all in one. It seems like it does a fine job. It's nothing. It's not a thing that I really worry about. And if people are grossed out by it, I don't know. It's not like there's flakes on my shoulders. I don't think. I'm looking. I don't think so. There is that classic scene in The Breakfast Club where, well, if you've seen it, you know. And if you haven't seen it, maybe you should watch it. But there's a great dandruff scene there. That's all I think I got to say about dandruff. Oh, dandruffy. That is an adjective. Next word is dandy. Here's the dandy, first form, noun, from circa 1780. If you dandify a thing, it becomes a dandy, which is, number one, a man who gives exaggerated attention to personal appearance. A man who gives exaggerated attention. So, you know, they're worrying about their skin and their muscles and their hair and everything. I think this is definitely a more older term for this kind of thing. I think we don't really use this word in that way, or at least most people don't. Number two, I also feel like some people have different definitions. But anyway, number two, something excellent in its class. So, you know, this podcast, it's a dandy. Oh, the dictionary, it's such a dandy of all the podcasts. Dandyish is an adjective, and dandyishly is an adverb. This is probably short for jack-a-dandy, jack-a-dandy, which is from the first form of jack plus a, which means of, plus dandy, and the origin of that is unknown. So I think this is for the number one, man who gives exaggerated attention to personal appearance. They probably called them a jack-a-dandy, which was jack of dandy, I guess, and then it just became dandy. All right, so now if we connect this to dandify, to cause to resemble a dandy. So maybe it's the first definition, maybe it's the second one, something excellent in its class. Maybe if you make something excellent in its class, you are dandifying it. We'll never know. But we have a second form of dandy. Dandy, ooh, wait, I have to call out the vegan marshmallows, dandies. Is it my dandies? Dandies? I want some dandies. I'll post a link. Yeah, they're Chicago-born vegan marshmallows, which are great. I think I have some at home. Okay. Next word is this second form of dandy. Adjective from 1792. One, of, relating to, or suggestive of a dandy. And I believe that would be more like the first definition of the last one, because the synonym is foppish. And I don't think this is always the nicest term that sometimes people use. Some people probably like to use it for themselves, which is great, but not it. I don't feel like it always has the best connotation behind it. Not always. Sometimes it does. Not always. Number two, very good. And the synonym is first rate, as in a dandy place to stay. Again, I don't think this word gets used quite as often as it used to. Next word, dandyism. Dandy with a Y plus ISM. Noun from 1819. One, the style or conduct of a dandy. So if a dandy is just living their life, being a dandy, that is dandyism. Two, a literary and artistic style of the latter part of the 19th century marked by artificiality and excessive refinement. So this would be the second half of the 1800s, say 1850 to 1900. That's the time period we're talking about. Literary artistic style that is marked by artificiality, so things that are artificial, and a lot of refinement. What is that? Maybe if we find a picture of a piece of art that is considered dandyism, maybe we'll post that on the social media at DictionaryPod, because you've never heard me say that before. I wonder what that looks like. Should we move on? Okay. It is the word Dane, with a capital D. Noun from the 14th century. I guess I should probably say it is spelled D-A-N-E, although if you know your alphabet and how things are in alphabetical order, you probably could have figured that out. Number one, a native or inhabitant of Denmark. They're called Danes. Number two, a person of Danish descent. And we have yesterday's episode, we had Dan. That's an abbreviation for Danish. Danish, Dane, Dan. Number three, the synonym is Great Dane, which of course is a dog. Although I guess it could be a person of Danish descent. Oh, that Dane is so great. Let's move on. It is Danegeld. D-A-N-E-G-E-L-D. All one word. Danegeld. Noun from before the 12th century. An annual tax believed to have been imposed originally to buy off Danish invaders in England or to maintain forces to oppose them, but continued as a land tax. Wow, we're getting a history lesson here. The Danegeld. Yeah, geld. Similar to gold. It reminds me of money. They used to call the geldlings, I think those were in the Dark Crystal or something. The gelflings, that's what those were. But then, yeah, geld, it's like money. So this is a tax. Tax to buy off Danish invaders. And maybe we'll find a Wikipedia link so we can learn more about this. Next one. It is Danelaw, with a capital D, all one word. Law is spelled like the laws of the planet, lawyer's law. Noun, from before the 12th century. One, the law in force in the part of England held by the Danes before the Norman conquest. So people from Denmark came over to England and they owned a place, and I guess the law that they enforced was called Dane law. It's the law of the Danes. I really don't know a lot about this history. Number two, the part of England under the Dane law. So there was Dane law, and that area was called Dane law. I wonder what part it is. Yeah, we're going to have to post another link, or maybe it's all the same link, and then the taxes were Danegeld. Clever names. Next is the first form of dang, D-A-N-G, transitive verb from circa 1797, and we have the number four definition for the word damn, which I still haven't recorded. I'm trying to get ahead. That one was just to swear at or curse. So dang it, I am cursing you. It's a euphemism. That's what the etymology says. It's a euphemism. A euphemism? Interesting. Next is the second form of dang, adjective or adverb from 1914, and the synonym is damned. I don't know why I like this word, dang. But I like to say dang it. Dang it! Next word. It is danger first form, noun from the 13th century, 1A is archaic, and the synonym is jurisdiction. So yeah, clearly it's archaic. I have never heard of the word danger used in jurisdiction context. We've got more old ways to say this word, to use this word. 1B is obsolete. The synonyms are reach and range. How far does the range go? The reach something is the danger. Fascinating. Number 2 is also obsolete. Synonyms are harm and damage. That one doesn't seem as obsolete as the other two. Harm, you know, if something's dangerous, it might bring you harm. So that kind of makes sense. 3. Exposure or liability to injury, pain, harm, or loss. As in, a place where children could play without danger. I think that would be a great place for all people, young and old, and in the middle. We don't want no danger. It's funny. You know, people talk about when they were kids, like me, when I was a kid, there wasn't really a whole lot of concern. You just go hang out, go bike around, hang out till the sun goes down. But, you know, times have changed. Have they, though? I think there was some study that maybe technically we're not as unsafe, but people think we are more unsafe. And so they don't let kids go out, and I don't know. Glad I don't have kids. Number 4. A case or cause of danger, as in the dangers of mining. Yes, there are a lot of dangers of mining, between things could fall on your head, small or large, or just the stuff in the air, the breaking up of the coal, the rock, whatever it is, that could get in your lungs, and that's very unsafe. There's a lot of danger down there. The etymology says it is from, let's see, we're going all the way back to Latin, dominium. That's where it goes to, that's where it comes from, and that means ownership. So, interesting. How did it evolve to go from this ownership idea, which makes sense if you look at these archaic and obsolete ones, jurisdiction, reach, range, those are all about the ownership, how far does your land go, the reach, the range of it. But then it became this idea of injury, pain, harm, loss. That is fascinating. I might need to go to Etym Online and see if we can get some more information on the evolution of that. I can't really think of anything off the top of my head. Second form of danger is a transitive verb from the 14th century. This one is also archaic, and the synonym is endanger, with an E-N at the beginning. So the act of endangering used to be just danger, but for some reason we thought we should add the E-N at the beginning, which is fine. We did that for a lot of words. Not sure why. We have one more word for this episode, and we have some wonderful synonym information, although I haven't read it, so I don't know if it's wonderful, but I assume it is. It is the word dangerous. Okay, it's an adjective from the 15th century. 1. Exposing to or involving dangerous. No, involving danger is dangerous. As in, a dangerous job. I don't have a dangerous job. There are lots and lots of dangerous jobs, and I hope they get financially, I can't think of the word. I hope they get paid good. That's what I hope. Because, dangerous jobs, gross jobs, dirty jobs, mostly the dangerous jobs. I don't think I am cut out for something like that. I'm cut out for sitting here at a desk talking in a microphone. Number 2, able or likely to inflict injury or harm, as in a dangerous man. Why is this man dangerous? Because they are able to inflict injury or likely to inflict injury. Maybe if there's a person on the loose and they've got a weapon or they are not happy with things, they are considered dangerous. Dangerously is an adverb. Dangerousness is a noun. And here is the synonym information. Dangerous, hazardous, precarious, perilous, and risky mean bringing or involving the chance of loss or injury. That's the overall definition for those. Dangerous applies to something that may cause harm or loss unless dealt with carefully, as in soldiers on a dangerous mission. They have to deal with this mission very carefully. Hazardous implies great and continuous risk of harm or failure, as in claims that smoking is hazardous to your health. There are claims that smoking is hazardous to your health. There is science to back that up. Smoking, specifically tobacco, cigarettes, pipes, tobacco, I said that, cigars, all that stuff. Hazardous to your health, great and continuous risk if you keep on doing it. Precarious suggests both insecurity and uncertainty, as in, earned a precarious living by gambling. Oh, yes. That's very insecure and uncertain. You don't know which way it's going to go with gambling. It might be great, might be bad, ups and downs. Not a great way to live your life. Very precarious. It's like living your life on a tightrope. Perilous strongly implies the immediacy of danger, as in perilous mountain roads. You have to be extremely careful. There could be a landslide. If you walk or drive a little too close to the edge, you could fall. Much danger immediately. And risky often applies to a known and accepted danger, as in shield away from risky investments. We know that they could be dangerous in some way. We know it. You can avoid them. Avoid it, maybe. There's no additional etymology for this one. So what did we have today? We had dandify. Not bad word. Dandle. That one was pretty interesting with the etymology. Dandruff. A lot of people have that. Dandy. Dandy. People are dandies. Something excellent is dandy. Dandyism. That's the art. Dane. Somebody from Denmark. I'm just reminding myself of all these things. Dane geld, that's the tax. Dane law, that's the law. Not so interested in these Dane words myself. Dang, dang, those are pretty good. Danger, danger, danger Will Robinson, Carlos danger, 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 danger cat, danger, what was that, danger mouse? And dangerous. Well, I don't know. I'm kind of thinking about just dang as the word of the episode. I mean, it is very good to try to avoid danger unless you really love living on the edge and, you know, it's fun. I've done some dangerous things. I did skydiving. I did bungee jumping, probably some other things that I can't think of at the moment. But, you know, they were pretty safe. A lot of things in place to make it not so dangerous. Yeah. Okay, so I guess let's just pick dang as the word of the episode. Dang, 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 da-dang, dang, 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 dang. Dang it. Dag nabbit. All right, I think that's going to be the end of this episode. Thank you so much for putting up with me. And I hope you're doing great in this August times of 2022. I hope you're all still being safe from COVID, it's not gone. Will it ever be gone? Probably not. Be safe. Wear your mask. Go get vaccinated. Don't be dumb. Don't go out into dangerous situations if you don't have to. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.